Evening, Paulie D. Welcome to another Gambler podcast. Lovely to have you here.
Good evening, Kurt. Good evening. How are you going?
Thank you,
mate.
Thank you. Yeah, fantastic. Saw you whinging about your neck earlier. Feeling okay? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just saying I was crook all weekend, so I was basically just laid out on the couch in some very awkward position watching about 6 hours of basketball each day.
It's pretty solid.
Didn't really move much, so.
If you want to put in a full day, it's a pretty big effort. It starts at about 10:30 and kicks on till about almost 4 our time here in Melbourne, Australia.
It's the best. Yeah, it's very
good. It is good. You do need weekends or days off to get it all in though, or dodgy work days. 6-3 today and 2 hits on the Draymond bet, which was awesome.
Yeah, man, that looked... Look, we've liked the rebounds and assists for Draymond for years. That's where he's always done a lot of damage. But especially with the big guys out at the moment, with Looney injured, Wiseman injured, Chris injured, and then even Eric Pascal not there to back him up the other day. He was definitely worth a look. And so, I mean, even if Pascal played today, it was still going to look good, and they barely moved those lines. So jumped all over him very quickly, got some pretty good odds, and happy to say that that line, that rebound and assist line's only moved up a point today, so we'll probably be hitting that again.
For sure, and I think if you watch the games, Golden State game style complements perfectly because Steph doesn't have a problem having someone else bring the ball up, which you would have seen all throughout his career there. Let's whack straight in it then, eh? Brooklyn Nets, $1.22 against the Pistons at $4. Some friendly faces in our tips out of this game, Paul. We got your Harden, Kyrie, obviously KD out with protocol. We got Jeremy Grant, DeLon. What are you looking at tomorrow as the go-to?
Yeah, this if you had full squads here, this would be a really fun game to play because you've got point guards and centers against Brooklyn being two of the top five scoring positions in the entire league over the last 30 days. On the other side, you've got point guards against Detroit being the seventh highest scorers in the league, so that puts Kyrie in a nice spot. And then centers against Detroit being the second best rebounding position in the league too. So if DeAndre was going to play minutes, that could be a play too. Fact of the matter is, there's a lot of question marks around who's going to actually play for Detroit in the backcourt. Obviously, they've traded away Derrick Rose for Dennis Smith Jr. Don't think he's going to be right to go. Our friend DeLon Wright's questionable. Allington's questionable. Obviously, Killian Hayes isn't anywhere near there, but I think the guy to take a look at will probably be Josh Jackson. There's no lines for him at the moment, but keep an eye on that tomorrow. The only guys that they're really showing lines on right now are Jeremy Grant, Mason Plumlee, and Blake Griffin. Your Grant points line's now at 23.5.
They finally got us.
But look, Brooklyn is really sus defensively, and you know, considering that there really isn't much of a backcourt there, they may lean on him a little bit more than they usually do for scoring, so that might not really be too much of a stretch. Obviously, no KD. Kyrie missed the last game with a, I don't know what was wrong with his finger, but he's probable to play tomorrow. His points line's at 26.5. I reckon that looks pretty good. You can get $1.95 at the tab for that. And then our friend Mr. Harden, 25.5 for his points. And his assist line's still at 10.5, but the price has come down. You're at about $1.75 now. So I know you've liked looking at his rebounds lines as well in conjunction with the points and assists. So PRA at 43.5, $1.85. What do you reckon?
Handy. What do you think his lowest rebound game is, James Harden, over his last five games?
Okay, so KD wouldn't... Has KD played in any of those games aside from that game that he played 10 minutes or whatever?
Put it this way, so last game against Philly was 29 minutes. Everything else has been above 30.
Probably seven? Six, seven?
Seven is the lowest. And what's his line?
Yeah. Ooh.
$6.5. $1.91.
Oh, you like that one, do you?
He's at 8, 7, 12, 10, and 8. I know there's an OT in there, but so many shots go up in their games. You've got to have an eye on that. But I think you're right. The PRA on James tomorrow, is definitely a look, but I also like that rebounds line, so I'd keep that in mind.
Yep.
Maybe multi,
worth a look too.
Multi bet worthy, question mark?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Potentially. Awesome. Off to the Knicks, and obviously we're just talking about this trade with Detroit and the Knicks. Yep. I always just I just saw that this morning. I mean, that's just odd. Like, I know Dennis Smith Jr. is out of favor with New York, but I just don't see the rationale behind the trade for Derrick Rose, whether it's a salary thing or I'm not too sure. It's one of those.
It's a Thibodeau thing is exactly what it is. He loves him. He loves him.
Yeah.
He's had him on every team he's coached.
I know they've needed a guard, but look, if it makes sense, you know, if Tibbs thinks he needs Derek, you know, to run the backcourt and he, you know, loves him to bits, that's great. But I feel like they gave up on Dennis Smith way too quickly. And
I reckon the issue more than giving up on Dennis Smith is that you're stifling the growth of Quickley, who's looked really good when they've actually given him minutes.
And Frank Ntilikina. You got to give Frank a go.
Well, when I actually saw that Rose was going, I thought it might be Frank in the trade. But
it's not.
Surprisingly, Dennis Smith. Yeah.
Frank survives.
Frank survives.
New York, $3.32 against the Heat at $1.30. Heat have come a bit better since Jimmy's been back from his COVID absence.
Definitely. Yeah, a lot better.
What are you looking at for that one?
Butler's rebounds and assist line still at 12.5, $1.83 at points bet. He killed that for us last time on that 100%. Centers against New York, fourth best rebounders in the league. So you can look at Adebayo at 9.5 boards, $2.04 at sports bet. Don't mind that. The only other guy, I mean, look, again, I don't think Rose plays. It's probably too soon. And Randall's just still been looking amazing. 37.5 PRA at the moment for Randall, if you want to take a look there. The other play that might be worth a look is shooting guards against Miami. That is that position, shooting guards against Miami, shoot the most threes or score the most threes in the league. You got Reggie Bullock, who hit 7 in the last game against Miami, so probably should have been on that last game, or Alec Burks as well. Now, he hasn't been getting as many minutes as he was earlier in the season, but 1.5, over 1.5 threes will pay you about $1.72 at Sportsbet if you want to have a go on Alec Burks. But Reggie Bullock's probably the play on that one, considering I think he went 7 of 10 or 7 of 11 in the last game, so he doesn't really do much aside from shoot threes. So if you can get him at sort of 2.5 threes or more, that might be worth a look as well.
Yeah, lots of players here who just shoot threes. This might be quite a high-scoring game. If they keep it close, but they probably don't even have to. And I'm checking here, there's actually no line market up. So, the way these two teams play, the amount of three-point shooting on the floor and great stat on the Heat giving up three-pointers.
Yep.
That you could be looking at an over there as well, maybe for a multi. Off to the Houston Pelicans game. Houston at 239 against the Pels at $1.53. Some more friendly faces here. We back on Boogie on the rebounds today, or
no, can't trust Silas. Not. Can't trust fucking Silas. Hello, man. 24 minutes today. Oh, but it was funny looking through the box score. I was thinking, who played the center minutes then? PJ Tucker only played 23 minutes. So I think they've just played a really, really small lineup, like ultra small. Maybe Daniel House at the 5. I don't know. But, 24 minutes is not ideal for Boogie. He had 9 boards in that. We needed 11, 12.
Yep.
Didn't work. No good.
Very odd ball. Very odd ball.
John Wall had the day off today. Oladipo played. Looks like Wall probably plays tomorrow. Point guards against New Orleans, most assists per position in the NBA over the last 30 days. John Wall, 6.5 assists at $1.86 at Top Sport, like that. I think that's a play tomorrow as well. The other guy's been playing really well. Obviously, when we look at the Pelicans, you think of Zion and Ingram and their points lines. They've been really, really good this year, both of those guys. Both points lines are at 23.5 at the moment, which I like. I like both of them. The other one that's been interesting, Zion earlier in the season, you'd probably take the under on his assist line, even if it was 2.5. He was just getting no assists at all. But there's been a little bit of a change up in the way that, the Pelicans offense has been running, and he's actually been getting a few assists. So his assist line's up at 3.5 at the moment, but that'll get you $2.15 at the tab. I think he's had 5 in his last 2 or 3 games, in each of his last 2 or 3 games. So he is passing the ball a little bit more. Pelicans are another team that give up a ton of threes as well. So shooting guards against the Pelicans, that's the 4th most three-point field goals made per position. And you've got Eric Gordon sitting there tomorrow, probably with Oladipo out. So if you can look at his threes, that might be worth a look, but I probably wouldn't go higher than 2.5. The safer play is probably just his points line at 19.5, which has been really, really solid as well. So there's a few plays there that look pretty good.
Yeah, would we ever consider at Gamblor the Eric Gordon assist line again? Or was it the rebound line that we were getting minced on last year?
No, I think it was the rebounds.
He rubbish at everything.
Was the he
looks good when he's out there, right?
Mm. The other guy that's actually been playing really well is Eric Bledsoe. He looked really good last game. His PRA is down at 21.5. That could be worth a look as well.
Jeez, his points are at 13.5. Is he been that bad this year in terms of output?
He's just been inconsistent, as he has been the last couple of years. But you know, if he has a decent game, 21.5 PRA is easily achievable.
He was always a guy, even think on the Milwaukee roster last year. He's a guy we always looked at when we knew there was a bad guard matchup.
Yep.
Or maybe when it was Middleton was out. I can't remember. He's always a sneaky though, because I think he creeps up on the bookies and they don't pay a lot of attention to him. So
he's a good player. He's always in teams where he's got a whole bunch of scorers and I guess bigger stars around him. So he's never really has to do a whole lot.
He's never the man, is he?
Nope.
We'll move along to the next one. Did you see the Warriors San Antonio finish today?
I did, and it was so funny because, and I'm going to go back to Twitter this time. Why don't you tell the guys about? About the finish.
Well, if you didn't see it, please do. Steph Curry hit an amazing shot to. They must have been down. Must have been down one when he hit it. They foul.
Yep.
They go down the other end. I believe it was DeMar DeRozan hit 2 free throws to make it a 3-point game.
Yes.
Timeout call.
8 and a bit seconds left.
Not long to go.
Can I add in a little bit here?
Sure.
So it was probably around this time because we'd hit on the Draymond lines and. And one of our Twitter followers, Chris K, wrote in and basically said that he'd had a little bit of money on the double-double and Draymond at that stage had 10 rebounds, 10 assists. So he'd got the double-double there. And he goes, he's got a little bit of money on the triple-double as well. And Draymond was on 7 points. And he goes, I'll probably miss out on the triple-double unless he miraculously hits a three here. And then...
And miracle then it would have continue. Been. Because the inbound comes, they deny Steph. Draymond gets the overhead pass. And then he thinks he's going to get fouled by Derek White and throws up a half-court shot. And, of course, Derek White doesn't foul him. And just this horrible shot goes up, the pings off the backboard, and the game's over because there's just nothing after that. I think they would go down the other end, get fouled 2 free throws, and the Warriors lose by 5.
Hold on. There was one more thing in there.
Oh, well, I didn't see. I turned it off after that. As soon as Draymond shot that, I turned it off.
Well, the funniest thing is that, right, so Draymond throws up that half-court three and I started writing a reply to our friend and I was like, oh, at least he tried for you to hit that three.
It's always a good feeling.
So Damian Lee has fouled. DeRozan goes down the other and hits 2 threes and there is a last-second heave with 0.01 on the clock.
It
was Draymond. So I screen printed the little... Game channel thing and sent it to him and I go, look, he actually tried twice for you in the last 8 seconds to hit that three and get you your money. But
everyone listening to this podcast who's had a bet on something like that before, even though he didn't make either of those shots, you actually are happier to lose the bet given that he tried for you twice than
at
if
least
you
he
sat
tried.
At than least if he sat on the bench. Yep. 100%.
Definitely.
You'd rather the attempt. I actually had this is on a previous game, I actually had someone message me today as well, message us, Sam on Instagram, and said on the Draymond bet, great hit, mate, followed Green, Cousins is ass, I avoid him.
It is.
It's look, good honesty.
I don't think that's the first time we've heard that about Boogie. Yeah. But he's let us down a couple of times in a row now, so we may retreat from the Boogie bets until our minutes look a little bit more consistent. Golden State San An.
Yeah, $1.98 the Warriors up against the San Antonio Spurs at $1.82. So pretty evenly poised. They're probably not expecting too much different than what we saw today, which other than a ridiculous Draymond Green shot from half court could have very well been an OT game. So betting suggests that again for tomorrow. Initial thoughts?
Draymond, rebounds and assists, still at 15.5 at points bet, $1.80. Get it tonight. It will move. I think it's at 16.5 at sports bet. So while points bet have, not still at 15.5, it's up a point, but whatever. Take that. 15.5 rebounds and assists for Draymond. There's none of those big guys are coming back anytime soon. So he's still going to be playing as many minutes. The San Antonio lines aren't up at the moment. I'm not quite sure why. Derek White has already announced, they already announced that he wasn't going to be playing today. For that reason, I like DeMar DeRozan tomorrow even more than I did today. I reckon his assist line probably is worth a look, but he does a little bit of everything. So if you want, you can really take his PRA. DeJounte Murray was insane today. What did he end up with? 24 points, 10 assists. Sorry, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. He had something like 8 steals.
Yeah, 8 steals it was. He would have flown through any line you took him for today.
He's an awesome player. But I probably wouldn't look at that. I'll tell you, Curry. I like his rebounds line, to be honest, the most out of everything.
Yeah, he's long. Yeah, we've spoken about that for a long time.
We have. I think Curry's points, I know he probably, I think it was at 30.5 today. I think he wanted to go for 32. But I still like him. They've bumped that up a point to 31.5. And his points and assists are a little bit higher at 37.5. But I'll tell you the guy who I've been taking personally just on some sneakies and in some multis. And I really wanted to put him into the bets today, but just ran out of time.
Can I have a guess?
Yes.
Kelly Oubre?
No.
Oh, okay. Go on.
You're gonna love this one.
Is it Juan?
Juan Toscano Anderson.
Because it is.
Rebounds line.
You are the one.
It's been at 5.5. It has been at 5.5. Do you know what his boards lines have been in the few games since the big boys have been out?
As in what are the bookies setting it at?
No, as in how many rebounds he's got in those few games.
From the way you're talking, it's 7, 8, 9, but I wouldn't have thought he was that
8,
active.
It's 8, 10, 11. It's 8, 10, 11. And his line's been at 5.5 pretty much the entire time. It has bumped up to 6.5, but I don't mind it. I might take a little bit of Juan tomorrow.
How many units?
No, just the one. Juan. Just one. Just one.
Ba-dum-bum. See, that's bad. What about a play potentially on the Draymond Green half over 0.5 threes? He needs redemption. They're not offering it. You won't find a market anywhere because there's no way anyone's backing that.
He needs redemption for Chris K.
But I'm telling you, I'm just looking at this because I tried to finally find a Draymond Green line here.
Yep.
What do you think Steph Curry's 5+ made threes price is?
I think that's where it starts, basically, isn't it?
Basically, like, yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, it's like $1.75 or something.
It's skinny. I'm looking here. $1.67 for him to have 5 threes. Mm, that's not a play. Not a play.
It is not a play. Draymond did hit 1 three today, 1 of 4.
Oh, there you go.
But that's his first three that he's hit in the last 7 games.
Yeah.
So,
funny, they've suspended the betting on Steph Curry 1+ made threes.
Oh, well, that's, yeah.
And two made threes is at $1.02. So what was the one? What was one made three? Just a dollar?
You have to pay for the pleasure of putting that bet on.
Basically. Amazing. Philly 76ers against Sacramento Kings. Philly open favorites $1.47 against the Kings at $2.55. So probably, Philly have had this thing for 2 years where they're great at home. They're up against the Kings tomorrow. They love losing games away, but they are first in the East. So they're having a pretty good year. Joel Embiid, we looking there, or have you got some other magic for us?
I think you have to, right? Holmes has been really good, but from a defensive standpoint, he doesn't put up a whole lot of fight. They'll probably try to throw Whiteside at Embiid. So if you want to get really cheeky, you could try and have a crack at some Whiteside lines that you're not going to find them many places. Ladbrokes will probably have them in some of their sort of 6-plus rebounds or 8-plus rebounds. You can probably have a go there because they're going to need a bigger body against Embiid. Sacramento gives up the third most rebounds in the league to centers. So Embiid's rebounds line's at 12.5, paying $2.15 at the tab. To be honest, I probably just prefer his points line at 28.5. That's at $1.87. Fox has been insane, absolutely insane. I've watched most of the last two Sacramento games and have absolutely loved watching Fox and Halliburton. Fox, there's a lot of usage there, and I tell you what, in the fourth quarter, not many other guys take shots. He pretty much takes the offense on his own. 33.5 points and assists tomorrow. I don't mind that. Or his points line's at 25.5. You could have a go there. As for Halliburton, got too greedy last game and we went for the points, rebounds and assists, changed from the points and assists that we were going to play. And the points and assists would have covered and the points, rebounds and assists just missed. So I don't mind that tomorrow. It's still at 18.5 for his points and assists. Or you can just take his points at 12.5. He's a really nice player, probably my favorite rookie of the class. The other interesting play is that Sacramento gives up, if you look at per position, Sacramento gives up the most steals in the league per position, and that's to the small forward position. I'm not too worried about what position he's actually stealing the ball in this particular case, but when you got Ben Simmons on the floor, 1.5 steals at $1.75 at the tab might be worth a look as well.
Yeah, I think basically what they're telling you there is that Harrison Barnes loses the ball a lot.
Yeah, basically.
That's basically what they're telling you. And they switch, so it's not like Ben Simmons is going to be plugged into Fox, right? Like that's unlikely to be the matchup.
Correct. That's right. So I don't mind that steals line for Simmons. Hey, I've got a little bit of a who am I for you, but I'm not going to go through line by line. What I'll tell you is that someone in this game with a points line at 12.5 has not covered this points line in their last 7 games. Who am I?
Someone in this
12.5 points line has not covered in the last 7 games I've played.
Well, it's going to have to be Seth Curry, right?
Bang. Winner.
Because I know Harrison Barnes is the only other one who would be around there other than Tyrese. It's not Tyrese.
Barnes's been good except for the last game. He's actually been scoring quite a bit, but you're bang on.
He had a 26-point outing the other night, which would have flown through a line because I'm looking at it here.
Yep.
And he's at 16. So you're telling me Seth's not been very good. I like Seth Curry.
Yeah, no. Nothing against him personally. He's a lovely guy, I'm sure.
Good mate of yours on the speed dial.
Yeah. But obviously he had his issues with COVID and he came back and I think he went 3 games scoreless. I think it was 3. It was at least 2. And it was looking dire for him. I think the only thing on his side, you could tempt fate and take the under here. Again, he's missed it in the last 7 games, as mentioned. But the only thing that I will say is that if you look at his field goal attempts, they definitely ratcheted up in the last game that they played. So I think he had 11 field goal attempts in the last game that they played for 11 points, so he didn't miss it by too much. But before then, he was barely shooting the ball. He was still playing decent minutes, like 29 minutes, only putting up 3 shots. He went 2 games scoreless. And that was probably after coming... He came back from COVID against Indiana, played 25 minutes, and then the next 2 games went scoreless. But interesting one there. You could have a crack at it if you like. Just thought it was interesting. Missed it 7 games in a row.
He didn't even take a shot really in that Charlotte game. Three attempts in 30 minutes, 4 fouls. Yeah. Just a bad game. But, you know, you find yourself in a similar position and you're on, you know, everyone who's played sport, a bad run can... you know, kind of shift you mentally. So,
yep.
Could be a play.
Could be.
On to the Celtics Jazz game. So we've got Jazz are the favorites here. We've got the Celtics opening at 240, the Jazz are at $1.53.
Yep.
And so one of the things we always talk about with Boston is how poor they are against centers. Rebounds are usually the one we stare at because it sticks out like a big old sore thumb.
Yep.
But what have they done to the Rudy line today, Paul?
Well, it's been pretty high anyway. I think it was probably coming off a 13.5, but they've bumped it up to 14.5 at the moment. You may have a little bit of luck searching for a 13.5 somewhere, but it's pretty risky. That's a high line. We do like centers against Boston, even from a scoring perspective. And I think the other thing we have to remember with this game is that obviously Jaylen Brown's still out for Boston, so that doesn't help them. But also Mike Conley's out for Utah as well. So there could be a little bit more scoring there for Gobert to pick up the slack. That's his points lines are 14.5 too, though, and his points and rebounds is at 28.5. Nah, I might look at the points and rebounds, maybe. But the play that I actually really like in this game is Donovan Mitchell's assist line. 5.5, paying $1.91. He took on the majority of the ball handling. I thought it might be Ingles in the last game, but he definitely took it on. He had 11 assists last game with Conley out. So Conley out again, assist line at 5.5. I think that's a play tomorrow.
For sure. I'm just having a quick look, actually, because I know that I've gone off this guy and I didn't even think about it when we were preparing for this pod. Just want to see how Royce O'Neal's been doing.
He hasn't been as good as he was earlier in the year.
So hit and miss. I'm thinking, you know, on this Boston, you know, poor rebounding team, the last five games just don't excite me. Two of the games are great. He's had 10 and 13 and his line's at 6.5, but the other three games he's missed with 6-6-1. So it's probably not really a play, but who knows? We'll probably wake up tomorrow and he's had 10 and we'll all look silly. Jordan Clarkson, obviously.
He's definitely capable. I mean, as he's shown with those double-digit rebounding games, he's capable for sure, but he's just a little bit inconsistent and just hasn't been playing as well as he was earlier in the year.
Yeah, so hard to play those guys. The only other guy there is Jordan Clarkson. You think with Conley out, a bit more usage, and he's been great off the bench this year. He probably received some more starter minutes, although he probably won't start. The minutes most certainly will be there for him again.
Definitely. The other guy that you could look at, who we looked at in the last game, was Bojan Bogdanović. His points line was 18.5, and he hit 18. At the same time, he shot 5 of 14 from the field. That could be worth a look because he's a much better shooter than 5 of 14, and again, he only missed by half a point. So that's probably something else that you could take a look at if you like.
Yeah, you'll probably get a good price on that too. I think you'll be on the fat side of the odds at 18.5.
Yeah.
Off to game of the day. I think you would agree.
Game of the day.
Game of the day.
It is. We can take that, can we?
Zia Orlando Magic at $2.56 against the Portland Trailblazers at $1.47. You obviously watch the Orlando Magic closer than the coach. So what little nuggets have you got for us on the Magic tomorrow?
Look, Vooch's points line has been ratcheted up significantly to 25.5 here. There are a few things going for it, one of them being that he'll be defended by Enes Kanter. And he usually does pretty well against Kanter, as most centers do. The things that are working against him are the fact that the reason that points line's been bumped up is that Fournier is out again. Obviously, Gordon's not there either. So there's not a whole lot of offense for Orlando, which probably raises the blowout risk, as we saw in the last game against Chicago, where, you know, I think he played 25 minutes, didn't come back halfway through the third quarter. They just gave up down 30-odd. So that's a little bit dicey, but you could take a look at that. His rebounds are also at 10.5, which is probably worth a look. I actually don't mind Cole Anthony tomorrow. Portland give up the fourth most assists to point guards. You could take Cole Anthony's points and assist line at 20.5 or just his straight assist line at 5.5. I don't mind that. The other thing, obviously, you've got Lillard there with not a whole lot else around him. Orlando's not the best defensively, and that's probably an understatement. So Lillard's points line at 31.5. I know he wasn't... I think he's got an abdominal strain. I don't think he practiced the other day, so he's probably questionable even to play. But if he does play and if he is good enough to play, then 31.5 will be easy. The other one for the Carmelo fans, small forwards against Orlando is one of the top 10 highest scoring positions in the league over the last 30 days. So if you think maybe it's time for Carmelo to pick the slack up if Lillard's not 100%, this could be one of the points lines, potentially.
For sure. I think there might be one other play there for consideration if Dame doesn't play, or it might even be good if he does. And that'd be Gary Trent Jr. at 15.5 points, who's covered in the last four or five and getting really good minutes.
Definitely. That's a really good play. He's been great since CJ went down. It looked like it was going to be Anthony Simons for a while, but Gary Trent definitely came to the fore and has been the most impressive of those two youngsters.
Yeah, you'll find him at 15.5. If you get him at 14, that'd be better, but 15.5 looks like the most common play amongst most bookmakers.
Yeah.
Massive minutes, man, like 40, 38, 35, 37, and, you know, plenty of opportunity for him to play well. He's not shooting, you know, awesome percentages. He's only, you know, he's had 24 points in this other game and he's had, you know, shot 34% and 44 from three in 38 minutes. So he's just going out there doing his thing.
Puts up volume. He's definitely not afraid to shoot it, that's for sure.
No, he's a definitely a gunslinger.
Yeah.
Well, that's a wrap, yeah?
Yeah, man. That's sort of seven games. I think you were very generous giving Orlando Portland game of the day.
It was very much tongue in cheek.
I'm sure that was facetious.
It was certainly tongue in cheek. There's no ambition in watching that game tomorrow. It's not going to be a
wild-class
game of the day.
I do not doubt it. Very, very sad news, though, for you, Kurt, that your favorite Orlando player, Jordan Bone, thuggish, ruggish Bone, has been delisted. They've dropped him.
Well, maybe the Lakers could pick him up. I'd love that.
Potentially. But we've got Frank Jackson now running around. Frank Jackson? He's an odd unit. He really is. I think they should just play Cole 48 minutes. That would be much better.
Well, Frank used to play. Is he playing Dallas? Have I got that right? Where was Frank before he came to Orlando?
Sacramento. He was in Sacramento.
And then he was out of the league. Sacramento. Always remember seeing Frank play, because when you wanted someone else to be on the floor, he was always the one running guard. That's how I know Frank Jackson quite well.
Yeah, and that's pretty much how I've got to know him over the last week or so. Hey, I'll tell you, we talked about this guy a little while ago on the pod. Our friend Mo Bamba, because we were getting smashed in that last game, they brought Mo in, and in something like 9 minutes, he had, I don't know, 14 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 blocks.
That's not true.
He's a per-minute monster.
He's not one of those guys who, once the game's done, goes back on the floor and shoots more shots. They're not the points that you're counting.
No. He doesn't go back on and shoot more shots. He finally gets on the floor and takes a shot. That's literally the only time that Clifford has used Mo Bamba this season.
I'm glad he won.
But
up
he's
for
been
that.
Good when he's been really good when he's come on. So fingers crossed, Clifford actually plays him a little bit. Because I tell you what, if we start to see some Mo Bamba lines, or we start to see some Mo Bamba minutes, we'll be looking at Mo Bamba lines.
Well, the thing about that game, you guys are on a 5-game slip here.
Yeah, we've got no players. We've got no players, mate.
That's true. I was going to say, the only thing is there, you were down by 30 when you come on. So unless you want to be down
exactly
by 30
right.
every game, there's no Mo Bamba. It's one or the other.
Quite possible.
Win or Bamba. Yeah.
Quite possible.
All right, Paul. It's been a pleasure.
All right, mate.
Tips are going
As always,
out soon.
Definitely.
You heard some hot ones tonight. Obviously, if you heard the end of this pod, the tips are probably already up on Twitter, but you've got some other awesome little bits and pieces through here. So good luck tomorrow. And
thank you.
We'll hear from us soon.
Cheers. See you guys. Bye.